Rodriguez, new details on the latest mass shooting in America. Three people were gunned down at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Miles Thomas is an instructor.
We're sitting there quietly, and I heard three gunshots. Pop, pop, pop. And I was like, oh, my God.
Sources tell CBS News the shooter was a former college professor elsewhere who opened fire in the business school building. He died. Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Our hearts go out to the entire UNLV community. No student should have to fear pursuing their dreams on the college campus.
The identities of the victims have not been released yet. Four Republican presidential candidates debated in Alabama last night on News Nation.
With the far and away Republican frontrunner nowhere near, the pylon for number two started early with one particular target.
Nikki Haley, she caves anytime the left comes after.
That from Ron DeSantis, the response from the ex-UN ambassador and South Carolina governor.
He continues to lie about my record.
But Vivek Ramaswamy went some steps further.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley.
As for Donald Trump, missing but not forgotten, at least not by Chris Christie.
The dictator, a bully, who doesn't have the guts to show up and stand here.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
As Israel's military offensive in Gaza widens, the U.S. has issued a dire warning. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.N. says there are no safe places left in Gaza. Victims of the fighting crowd the floors of hospitals there. Food and water deliveries have been mostly prevented, and evacuation orders have people crowding into smaller areas. 80% of Gaza's population has been dislocated.
The U.S. military is grounding all of its hybrid Osprey aircraft after last week's crash off Japan that killed eight special ops members. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
It could be for quite a period of time, depending on what happens. I mean, these kind of investigations want to ascertain why this is occurring. If it's something that can be a routine fix.
The Osprey's been involved in a series of deadly accidents. On this day, 82 years ago.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
President Roosevelt announcing Japan's surprise attack on the Pearl Harbor Navy base that plunged the U.S. into World War II. 103-year-old Ira Shaw will be one of six survivors there at the remembrance ceremony today. S&P futures up one, Dow futures down 74. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $2.5 million to study new Amtrak service in Madison, Green Bay, and Eau Claire that would connect with Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. Wisconsin is also getting federal grants to support studying expanding service between Milwaukee and Chicago on the existing Hiawatha service line, as well as adding a third daily round trip between Chicago, Milwaukee, and Twin Cities through Wisconsin. A Republican prosecutor says he plans to appeal this week's court ruling allowing consensual abortions in Wisconsin. Dane County Judge Diane Schlipper ruled this week that Wisconsin's 1849 law outlaws someone from attacking a woman to try to kill a fetus. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky maintains state law clearly outlaws abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 43-year-old man has died in Taylor County after being run over by a loader. It happened a little after 3 p.m. on Tuesday at the Crass Sawmill in the town of Browning. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office confirmed Mark Frischman of Medford died of severe head trauma after a large loader backed over him. The loader was not equipped with backup cameras. Investigation into the incident will continue. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is suggesting you make a plan now on what to do with your Christmas tree after the holidays. Trees generally cannot go into landfills. Watch your city's website for tree collection dates. Pickup dates usually begin in early January for curbside collection. You must remove lights, decorations, and wires before placing the tree on the curb or taking it to a drop-off center. The Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield will take a limited number of trees after the holidays for the animals to enjoy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we're feeling good. Got your host, James J. here. 8:04 on the clock. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we kick the show off the way we like to with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley, joining us. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you feeling today, Paul?
Pretty good here. How about you over there?
Pretty good. We got some sunshine out there.
Yeah, the sun stabs my eyeballs every time I walk past the window.
Warm weather, next couple of days. Yeah.
Melissa needs sunglasses in the house.
That's right.
It is always weird having to wear sunglasses in the winter. I don't know about anybody else. My eyes are light sensitive, so when there's a lot of snow on the ground, the sun's out like this, it's just bouncing right off of there. And I've got to wear sunglasses even in the weirdest of times. It's always kind of fun. Are we going to be wearing sunglasses all day, Paul, or what does Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, definitely going to be sporting those shades out there today, and still a fair amount of that tomorrow as we get the warm temps still coming around here today and tomorrow, and then after that, cooling off gradually through the weekend. Our next chances for precipitation also coming up into play as we get into late Friday night. Could see a few rain showers, maybe a little mixed precipitation at late Friday night, early Saturday time frame. But otherwise, not too bad going forward. Just cooler start to next week before we warm a little bit up again mid to later parts of next week. Still on the way to about 46 today with that sunshine. Southeast wind 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, mid-30s tonight. Mix of clouds and sun for Friday, about 50. Southwest winds 10 to 15. 32 Friday night. The rain chances move in late. Maybe some mixed precipitation, sleet, snow mixing in towards early Saturday. And then a high still near 40 on Saturday with a cloudy sky. West winds 10 to 20. Maybe a snow shower Saturday evening, 21, and then some clouds. Sunday, 31 for the high. Upper teens Sunday night, mid-30s. Monday, partly sunny and partly cloudy, low to mid-30s Tuesday into Wednesday. As another quiet week of weather on the way here next week to look forward to.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Well, we'll take it. We'll take it, Paul.
Exactly. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have a great one.
All right. You guys too.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our great friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always good catching up with Paul and starting the day with him.
Absolutely.
We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We got this little town in Texas that had a mysterious like Santa show up. We want to talk about that. Want to get into that one.
Okay.
Got a Christmas tree tip for you coming up.
Good.
We've got that. We, of course, in this 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off the way we do on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Madison Rafter, executive director over there, will be joining us. Looking forward to talking with Madison and meeting our newest friend from the Humane Society. That'll be a lot of fun. After that, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. The Yellowstone creator and one of the stars of the show are suing each other. I want to talk about Norman Lear a little bit, the passing of him. And we have Time Magazine's Person of the Year named. If you don't know who it is, I'm shocked. If you don't already know, because I feel like the news about that person always it spreads pretty quick. So we also have some interesting stuff coming up for you, like 10 bizarre house rules people experienced at someone else's home.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
That should be an interesting one, all right. Yep, we got plenty more coming up for you here today. But here's an interesting, well, actually, I want to start in two places, if you don't mind, Melissa. First, you doing how you got your second cup of coffee yet? Are you doing all right?
Actually, I do.
I just got it
finished brewing during the break, and we're ready and raring to go.
Now we're ready to go. All right, now we're ready. now we're ready to have a good show today. it is certainly noteworthy that we mentioned it is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Locally here in town, we have a great event going on with our local VFW and our Elks Lodge. And I'm just going to read the release right here from the VFW. We are showing our appreciation to our veterans with a small token on the day we joined the Second World War. Veterans are encouraged to attend at no charge. Our local VFW does a commemorative ceremony at 10 a.m. at the Buckley Baldwin Post. That is located at 2711 Redden Road right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And the lunch will be served at noon at the Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street, right where you went and played bingo yesterday, probably.
Yes, indeed.
We certainly certainly carry this day with a weight on our hearts, mm-hmm. on our minds, and hopefully we can celebrate, enjoy, laugh, have some fun during the show today and throughout our day, like we would as a typical Thursday, if you will. Doing that, while having in the forefront of your mind and in your heart completely, 100% all day, thinking of those we lost, thinking of those who fought for us, those who gave so much. If you talk to anybody that survived that time, you know that it there's a similarity and a parallel to what many of us, all of us experienced pretty much through 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that one of the things that I take a lot of weight on this day. Today is the first day of Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah. And I can't talk about World War II and Hanukkah and certainly not see a connection there. As a Jew, pretty thankful for America's participation in the Second World War.
Yes.
Would have been elected sooner, but here we are. What I also take in too is, and when I bring up 9/11, is where we were after that. Where once we got through so much of the hurt, of the anger, of the loss, we got to hope. And when I talk to people that survived Pearl Harbor, that fought during Pearl Harbor, that were alive during Pearl Harbor, I get the same vibe. I get the same feeling from them. Mm-hmm. They talk about the same thing. And that's what we are as a country. We are believers. We are hopers. We hope. We lean on each other and believe in each other. And it may not seem like that always, especially in these times, as divisive as things can be. But don't forget that that voice out there that is divisive is a lot smaller and a lot quieter than our voices. And our collective, and those of us that believe in freedom, those of us that believe in unity. And I'm not saying we got to all stand hand by hand and sing kumbaya, but we root for each other. We fight for each other. Do you think every soldier that fought in World War II were buddies? Do you think they were friends? No, but they had each other's back. Nobody got left behind. They did things that none of us could even wrap our minds around for each other. Right. They can do it in the worst of circumstances. Who are you to be sitting around in your house, in your neighborhood, at your job or whatever, and not be able to get along with people because of silly political differences or other factors like religion or race or creed or any of these things? How ridiculous can we be as a country that we can't get along when our soldiers can do it for us? When they're sacrificing so much and giving up so much for us. Like, think about that. Have some perspective. And take
treat
that
each other
with
kindness.
Yes. Yes.
It costs nothing and it can mean everything.
We will be touching on the Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day before we wrap up the show again. But we do note that. And certainly, as I mentioned, today is the first night of Hanukkah. So I say a good Chang Samach to all of my fellow tribe members out there. And a big thank you to everybody who has already wished me a happy Hanukkah and my family a happy Hanukkah. It's a tough time for us. It's a hard holiday right now. And we appreciate it. It means a lot. Especially because I've gotten about 4 messages this morning, Melissa, and none of them are Jews. every one of them Gentiles. Every one of them wishing me a happy Hanukkah. I can't thank each one of you nearly enough for that. That is, especially in this time and age, I don't have to tell you all. You hear the news. You know how things are for my people, how hard things are for things right now, and the rise of anti-Semitism and that. I appreciate you. You are standing on the right side of history, and you are thanked.
That is true.
What would you do, Melissa, in this situation? All right. We're going to get funny now, everybody. It's going to get funny now. The funny part's kicking in. James is done being serious.
Now it's time for comedy.
Yes,
serious.
Yes, yes.
Serious comedy.
Serious
with James.
We're serious comedy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Melissa, I have a question for you. I'll stop. Some of us have trouble hitting a 10,000-step goal every day.
Yep, me.
But what if you were paid for each step?
Oh, heck yeah.
I find these polls kind of silly sometimes, and then there are ones that I love, and I think they're just fun. And this is one of those fun ones. A new poll asked people, would you rather receive $1 million today or earn 3 cents for every step you take for the rest of your life? We'll get Melissa and I's answer in a second. Go ahead and think about it for a second, Mel. About 56% of people said that they'd prefer 3 cents per step. It's probably a no-brainer for grandpa, but it's complicated for young adults, especially the ones who aren't very active. if you do get 10,000 steps a day, that's about $300 a day.
$300. I had to do the math.
Oh, good one. Nicely done. Nice work, Melissa. That's about $2,100 a week, or $1,900 per year. And in that case, it would take a little over 9 years to get 1 million. But after that, you could keep it going.
Yeah, that you're just banking then.
That's around 195 per hour walking. But some smart finance types say it might be better to take the lump sum now, and provided you save and invest the money. Because these questions make me like I'm just too serious. I'm too realistic, and my brain is just the same way. So when I get these things, I immediately start having a bunch of follow-up questions. But that's not what it's about. Nobody's actually presenting this to you.
Like, this isn't actually an option. Yeah. But if it was, it would take about an hour and 40 minutes, depending on your, you know, walking speed, to earn $300 a day. I would totally do that.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'm going to double that during this time of year, during the holiday season. I'm like in my chair. I'm going to be stepping. Like, I'm stepping. I'm stepping like crazy. I'm joining marching bands.
That would work.
I'm going to be a part of every parade I can get a part of.
Heck, you could just walk to work, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's tempting to take the mill. Especially you hear these, financial advisors saying that and everything. But I really love the idea of the 3 cents a day, because even when you retire, you're still making money.
Because even if you didn't take 10,000 steps a day, it pays you per step, right?
Yep.
So however many steps you're taking, some days that might be, 100, unlikely. It's going to be more than that. But some days it might be 30,000 instead of 10,000. It just depends on what you're doing.
And somebody present this to me. I'll do this in a heartbeat.
Right. For sure. Because you're not only earning money, you're bettering your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's no downside to that part of it. I suppose, though, if you're out running around trying to get your steps in and something happens, that I suppose.
Yeah. Or if you have, like bad knees or bad ankles or, some kind of health disability that would make walking actually make things worse for you. Obviously, you wouldn't go for this, but.
Yeah. I will say, though, once you got enough money, we live in a country where if you have enough money, you actually can pay for healthcare. So.
That
might work out. Is this the only way we can actually get every American health care? Is if we do this? Do we just figure out how to get health care for everybody?
Mm-hmm. Now we just got to figure out who's going to pay for that.
Yeah. More. We'll work on that during the break.
We're all paying for the health care for people showing up at emergency rooms who can't afford preventative health. Sorry. I jumped on a soapbox.
Well played. Well done. Nicely done. We got back to the serious a little bit there. But we're coming back with comedy. We're coming back with the funny. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. And I want you to answer this, everybody. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. We haven't taken a call in a while. We want to hear from you guys. Want to know you're doing okay. Call in.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're listening to us on the wonderful Civic Media app, congratulations. You got one of the better apps on your phone. And you hit one button and it'll go right to us, direct to us, direct dialing.
It'll send you right to that phone number and you hit call and you'll be connected with us in a heartbeat.
We had a listener.
As long as James answers the phone.
Yes. Which I have right in front of me. I can't miss the phone. I do want to recommend that to people too, because tomorrow we're doing our Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's. We got Christmas season around, so we're going to have a holiday themed couple of weeks here with us, Star of the Day. I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know if it was our last winner or the winner before. I think it was the winner before told us that they used the one touch dial. And they got in right away and won. So, I mean, that's a good reason to have it for another.
Mm-hmm.
Also, call up and we want to hear your take on this. Would you take the mill or would you take the three cents for every step you take?
Yeah, I'd have to go with the 3 cents. That's my take. Yeah,
me too. I'm with you on that. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 46, today, under sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 34. Tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're back open today. Open Thursday through Tuesday. Right up to the last week of December, right up to Christmas Eve. Then they're going to be taking a week off. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. Want to remind you to head on over to Misty's. If you're celebrating a birthday, let them know. Boom, just like that, you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Awesome.
It's a pretty sweet deal right there. Get on over to Misty's, celebrate with them, and encourage you to have some fun. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. That's always one way to get in touch with us. And we encourage you to call up, join the conversation.
Yeah, 424-2600.
That's right. Call on up, 715-424-2600. We'd love to have you join the conversation and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We got three possible qualifiers on the list. Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
Oh, let's go with 2.
Hey, nice. All right. We got ourselves that qualifier. And we want to go ahead and start off wishing a very happy birthday to somebody who can't win because she's related to me, my Aunt Marianne.
Oh, happy birthday, Aunt Marianne.
Yeah, she's wonderful. My Aunt Marianne is the definition of spitfire. She is she is just one of the toughest dang people you will ever meet. Like, I mean, just incredible. Wonderful, wonderful human being. I love her.
Don't
want to
meet her in a dark alley.
No, no. The thing about her, though, you know, just like a lot of, like pretty much my whole family, you don't want to mess with them, yes, but if you are one of us, if you are a friend of the family, you are.
She's got your back.
For life. For life. There, you cannot, like, the thing with my family is you can, if anything, I am, me and my father are living and breathing proof. You can mess up a lot, and they're still going to have your back. That's, you know, you can't ask for much more than that. Happy birthday, Aunt Mare. Happy birthday to Julie Straw.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Enjoy your day, Julie. Hope it's a great one for you. Wishing a happy birthday to a former, a teammate of mine and a high school friend of mine, Matt Gonzalez.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Matt's a great guy. Enjoy your day, Matt. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating Melissa, their number 60. Big 60th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Huh? That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Happy 60th to Roland and Jeanette Mandolin.
Roland and Jeanette, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
All right, I have to say that is one of the greatest sets of names I've ever heard. Roland and Jeanette Mandolin. That is a beautiful set of names, you two. That is wonderful. And 60 years, man. Happy diamond anniversary to you two.
Happy anniversary, and congratulations on being our qualifiers.
Yep, you're our qualifiers. Be listening, because at the end of the beginning of next month, we're going to announce a winner. That winner is going to win 2 lunches, 2 pieces of pie from our great friends over at Misty's Menu.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays here. Nicholas Hoult is 34. He was a beast in the X-Men movies, Renfield in Nicolas Cage's Dracula that just came out. Good character actor. He's been in a lot of good stuff.
Nicholas Hoult. I'd have to see him in Renfield because the original Renfield was so good.
Yes, yes. And from what I could tell, he looked like he did a good job. I do want to see that. I like him. I like the idea of Nicolas Cage as Dracula. I don't care if it's a good movie. I don't care if it's entertaining or not. Or I just want to watch it. I just want to so I can see it. I just have to see him as Jack Dracula. I have to see it.
And I mean the Redfield from Dracula, Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant... No.
Peter McNichol.
Yes. The great Peter McNichol. Yeah. I forgot all about him. Yeah. He was fantastic as Redfield.
When he was following the fly.
Yes. Oh, God. He was so good at it. He's so good.
Oh, I loved it.
Great character actor. God, the facial expressions that he can make. Oh.
Yes.
Emily Browning is 35. She was Laura Moon on American Gods, Violet on Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Another great actress. Another great actor.
Yeah. She's Australian.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Carpenter is 44. Dexter's sister on the TV show Dexter. Great actor. Done a lot of good work in her career. Let's see. Sarah Bareilles is 44.
Oh, I love her. She is such a beautiful singer.
Love Song, Gravity, Brave. Really, really wonderful voice.
I really liked her. Before she got big, I found her somewhere, I don't know, YouTube or something. Mm. And I had downloaded a bunch of her music before she even got with like a producer or something. Mm. Because the sound of her music before they took over, like the sound of her kind of unplugged.
Yeah.
You know, just her acoustically is so awesome.
I got to check that out. I haven't heard her like that. I got to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the better actors in the game today, Jeffrey Wright, is 58 today. Not a household name, but he should be. Head programmer Bernard on Westworld, James Gordon in the newest Batman. He's also BT in The Hunger Games, Valentine in Boardwalk Empire, Daniel Craig in Felix Leiter. Jeffrey Wright, one of those actors, you see him, you know him, you'll recognize him. Just a fantastic.
Solid actor.
Can do it all, too. He hasn't gotten a chance to do a lot of comedy, but I've seen him in a couple of comedic roles, and he's very funny. He does a really good job.
Seems like he would give a very deadpan delivery.
Yes, very much. Yeah, he's really good at it. My dad, the newest Batman is on Netflix now. My dad finally got to see it, and he was just glued to it. I've watched it 4 times already. he's James Gordon in it, and he is, I'm a diehard Gary Oldman fan, so I think Gary Oldman's my favorite Detective Gordon, but he is a close second. He's very good. Tim Butler from the Psychedelic Furs is 65 today. Great bassist.
Okay.
One of the greatest shooters, top four greatest shooters of all time in NBA history, Larry Bird is 67 today.
Hmm.
Basketball legend.
I know that name.
Yeah. The only thing more famous than Larry Bird's shot is Larry Bird the trash talker. it is known now there's a ton of stories out there about it, but even in the 80s there were kind of whispers and talks of you don't want to mess with Larry Bird. There's a great story about a guy. Larry started out like 1 for 10 in the game, and a young rookie decided to kind of like mess with Larry and say, oh, you ain't got your shot tonight, huh, and that kind of thing. they had halftime. Larry went on to have like 50 or 40 points in that game. Like it just,
wow.
But it wasn't just that, Melissa. The guy that was covering him that said this, he would tell him what he was going to do and then do it. I'm going to go to the top of the key right there, and I'm going to hit a three with about 5 seconds left on the shot. And then he'd go over there and do it. And even knowing what the guy was going to do, you couldn't stop him. Just one of the greatest shooters of all time, easily. And ice in his veins, just cold-blooded.
Okay, so he's got, I've listed here, two nicknames, Larry Legend and the Hick from French Lick.
Yep. That was his first nickname. back when we really weren't very, like, we certainly were PC, but we really weren't great with nicknames. I mean, but that was something that Larry, even to this day, owns. And he's very proud of. He's very proud of being from French Lick, Indiana.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, see, and I apologize, but like I'm just saying that, like you know that, like everybody just knows he's from French Lick, Indiana. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned.
I didn't
that.
Realize that was a town name.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How would you? The only reason I know it is because of Larry Bird. So. Tom Waits is 74 today. One of my favorite voices of all time, and I don't mean just singing. I mean just his voice. Singer, songwriter. Now, he played Renfield in Bram Stoker's Dracula, and that's who I thought you were talking about. I loved him as Renfield in Bram Stoker's. I thought he was amazing. And he was.
I don't think I've seen that one.
He was great in, that's I think that's
it's
the greatest.
It's a little too horror-y for me.
I get it. It's the greatest telling of Dracula to me. Gary Oldman as Dracula is the greatest performance of Dracula I've ever seen and probably ever will. Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, just an incredible cast. Anthony Hopkins is just incredible. What they did with that one, every actor in it got paid pretty much scale. Because they took the budget and put it into the props and the set and the costumes. And you watch that movie, and into this day, it stands up because of those things. Tom Waits.
He was also in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, good movie.
From 2018.
Yeah. He was in Mystery Men. Great actor, great singer, songwriter. If you're looking for a smile today and for a chance to kind of hear some of the great Tom Waits, I encourage you to enjoy my favorite Tom Waits song, The Piano Has Been Drinking. It is...
I love the title.
Oh, and it's such a visually beautiful song. I've never really thought of things like this, but when I first heard the song in high school, I immediately wanted to turn it into a music video, like an animated music video with everything he's singing happening. You listen to the song, you know what I mean. And I encourage... If you're going to listen to a song today that I recommend, which is this is the only one, Tom Waits, The Piano Has Been Drinking. Johnny Bench is 76 today.
Johnny Bench.
Many consider him, Melissa, the greatest catcher of all time. I would say that he is in the top five for sure. You can't talk about the history of baseball or the catchers in history without talking about Johnny Bench. Hall of Famer, part of, I believe, two World Series teams, the Big Red Machine. Ellen Burstyn is 91. Linda Blair's mom in The Exorcist and, of course, a million other great roles that she had in her career. Great actor. Some people no longer with us, like Harry Chapin, born on this day in 1942. Cats in the Cradle, creator and writer and singer of that.
Oh, yeah.
The wonderful, the fantastic Patrice O'Neill, stand-up comedian, passed away some years back. I enjoyed his work so much. He was so darn funny. There's almost no bit of Patrice O'Neill's you can pull up and not laugh at. Just amazing. a really funny stand-up comedian. Gone way too young. And Ted Knight. Born on this day in 1923, passed away in 1986. Ted Baxter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Cosmic Cow creator Henry Rush on Too Close for Comfort. Judge Smalls on Caddyshack. Ted Knight had such a fun, wonderful career. I could imagine.
Oh, I didn't know his name, but I recognize his face for sure.
Yeah. Integral part of The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Just along with, of course, Caddyshack, another integral role of his. Great actor. Mm-hmm. Great actor. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to my Aunt Marianne.
Happy birthday, Marianne.
Want to wish a happy birthdays to Julie and Matt.
Yes, happy birthday.
And we wish a happy 60th anniversary to our qualifiers, Roland and Jeanette Mandolin.
Congratulations, Roland and Jeanette.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Keep on listening. We're going to have some fun stuff coming up for you. We got state and local news on the way and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Trump electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced yesterday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says they got all they wanted from the 10 Republicans.
Wanted transparency so that the people of Wisconsin would be able to understand exactly what had unfolded. And we wanted accountability to make sure it could never happen again.
Mandel was on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. Wisconsin's farmland preservation program is expanded after action by Governor Reivers. The new law shortens the length of preservation agreements from 15 years to 10. They require land to be in farm use while meeting soil and water conservation standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Flags will fly at half staff today across the state in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. A group of band students from Auburndale will take part in a solemn ceremony in Honolulu, Hawaii this evening. News 9 reports the students have been preparing for over a year for this opportunity and will be playing On Wisconsin and Emblems of America during the evening concert. Locally, the Buckley-Baldwin VFW Post in Wisconsin Rapids will hold a ceremony to remember and honor a date which will live in infamy. It takes place at 10 a.m. today at VFW Post 2534.
The ceremony is open to the public and will be followed by food, drink, and fellowship. Donuts and discussions will take place for Wisconsin Rapids parents on December 8th from 1 to 2. This is for all parents of students with disabilities. Meet at the WRPS District Office on Peach Street tomorrow at 1. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's make this winter the season of safe driving. With the snowy weather setting in, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you to be safe on the roads. Plan extra travel time. Be mindful of your speed. Check 511WI.gov to know before you go. And please slow down and drive with caution whenever you see a plow at work. Plow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Safe drivers make for safer roads. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 46, today, under sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 34. Tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you, 8:35 on the clock. Hope you're having a great, great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Want to remind you to call up 424-2600. Love to hear from you. Would you take $1 million right now or 3 cents for every step you take for the rest of your life?
Yes, that is our question this morning.
Curious to hear from all of you. We're going to start having daily questions, Melissa.
I'm
going to start doing stuff like that. Get you guys. We're going to get you guys to call up one way or another. And you call up today, you'll get a T-shirt. Getting T-shirts today. We're handing out T-shirts. We'll hand out a WIRI and WFHR T-shirt to any lucky winner that calls up and joins the conversation.
And you can have a shirt with Agatha on it.
Yes, yes. Encourage you to do that, everybody. If you were walking through your neighborhood and a huge inflatable Santa had mysteriously popped up in a vacant lot and no one knew where it came from, would you be thrilled and send your kids to see it? Or would you think this is the opening of a horror movie? Would you?
A vacant lot leads to some questions. Where's the power coming from?
I have a lot of follow-up questions with something like that, yes. I agree with you. An enormous inflatable Santa Claus randomly showed up in a Texas neighborhood called Holly Tree, about 100 miles east of Dallas. I've actually been to that town. It's nice. I've been through it. I don't know the town, but I've been through it. The locals there have no idea who put it up, but it looks taller than a horse.
Whoa.
It's been up for about a week, and the neighbors are delighted and are sending their kids to see it. They say it's a fun thing to have in their community because it's spreading Christmas cheer.
Hmm. Okay. So they're happy about it.
What would your first impression be of something like this, Melissa?
Well, I think the vacant lot part is a little strange, but somebody owns it. So, as long as there's nothing else creepy, like a crazy-looking leaning shack or something, we're probably okay.
I do have follow-up questions to it and everything, but I also could see just kind of like enjoying it. But I don't know. We didn't really do this growing up, really. My sister and brother did. I didn't really get to do this, but the whole trying to stay up and catch Santa.
Okay.
So doing that with this. Yeah, trying to catch whoever put this up.
Catch the person that put it up?
Yeah, I mean, just presuming that maybe they're going to take it down, say, after December 25th. You know, something like that. Maybe you'll get lucky and maybe be able to catch them.
Maybe. But then that would kind of ruin the fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. but at the same time, you know, I mean, it does seem like it'd be kind of...
You just want to know all of the answers to all the mysteries, James, don't you?
I can't help myself. I get a question and I need to hunt down the answer and I want to know who put this up. If our radio station was in Texas, I would definitely. I should say if we were in Texas, close to it. But yes, definitely, I'd be definitely staking this thing out.
Texas is a pretty big place.
Yeah, that's a good one though. That's a good one. So, what did it? If it wasn't a Santa, if it was a reindeer, if it was something else, do you think it would have been even more jarring?
Well, it would be weird if it was like a St. Patrick's Day blow up, you know, or other holiday that has nothing to do with with Christmas.
Now,
Halloween.
That's what I want now. I want somebody to have put up something that's for
a giant witch.
A holiday that's coming up. Like, that hasn't even happened yet.
We're ready for Valentine's Day.
Deliveries are a vital part of the holiday season for most of us, and if you aren't sure how to say thank you to your delivery driver, you could start with just that, literally saying thank you.
Thank you.
And you could possibly give them a pizza.
Give them pizza.
Pizza Hut has just launched a new promotion where they're giving away doormats to homeowners that say, leave a box, get a box. Dear delivery drivers, scan this QR code for a pizza present.
Huh.
It basically routes them to a gift card, which they can use to claim a free pizza from Pizza Hut. The deliveries can apparently be anything, like Amazon, USPS, FedEx, or UPS. They didn't say whether food deliveries count. There are some caveats. The doormats are free, and you can claim one online, but they're only making 250 of them each day. Each day from yesterday through December 10th, they're releasing 50 at shop@pizzahut.com, shop@pizzahut.com. They're probably going to go quick, so who knows if they're even still there by this time in the morning. They say they are releasing them about 50 at about 9 a.m. Eastern time, so that's about 40 minutes ago, I believe. They're an hour ahead in the East Coast, I believe. So, the delivery drivers have until December 25th to claim their pizza, and it's limited to one per driver. Even if they make multiple deliveries to your house or somehow encounter two of the 250 people who have these. It's unclear if there's a limit of claims per doormat. It just says while supplies last, but there might not be since there are only 250 mats to begin with. It sounds like they're preparing to give away at least 4,000 pizzas.
Wow.
So this is really cool. This is a nice thing that nobody made them do this, and this is a great idea. And I like the idea of the doormat thing, that it doesn't just involve pizza delivery people, Amazon, all these other companies.
Delivery drivers in general.
Our delivery drivers are one of those underappreciated positions out there, whether we're talking about our post office or Amazon drivers or FedEx or UPS, any of this stuff.
Or even our truckers who are doing it across the country.
You have nothing in your home right now that didn't come from a trucker. Nope. Almost everything in your house, in your apartment.
Unless you grew it in your yard.
Yeah, yeah. thank you. God bless every trucker out there. We appreciate you. So giving thanks to that seems great. That's awesome. I want to give Pizza Hut credit for that and give that stand out more than anything else. But come on, man. I mean.
I always do this, James.
Just if you're going to do something, do it right. Like, I see this, and I see some nice things being done here, and let's put this out there. Let's say they do give out 4,000 pizzas. So let's even say that each one of those pizzas goes to one individual, so that's 4,000 delivery drivers getting pizzas. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You have until December 27th to claim this pizza. That's the that ain't right part to me about this. During the holiday season, you're going to give people a time frame. That they've got to get they've got to use this free pizza buy and stuff. Just give it to them.
Wouldn't you eat pizza every day if you could, James?
Yes, I'd be eating it right now if I could. Yes, and chances are they're going to use it before then. But I just feel like it's one of these. It feels tacky to me. When you give a gift, Melissa, when I say I love you to somebody, I don't say it to hear it back. I just say it. That's how most of us are, right? This is the same thing. You're doing something nice, just do it. It feels tacky to add on these caveats to it and everything.
And I would say the good story about this story is the fact that you don't have to download an app. You don't have to, you know, there's no purchase necessary, right? These are free to the people who can claim them.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. It's a point that
so
I usually...
I would say that our audience gets to decide
yes.
if this is a That Ain't Right or a good story of the day.
Agreed. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Put me in my place or agree with me. you can go to shop@pizzahut.com if you want to get in on this. shop@pizzahut.com. If you do this, please take a picture, put it on our social media. I want to see one of these mats. I want to see what they look like.
Yeah, that
would
be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But it's also a good reminder too to thank your delivery drivers. In even if it's like you said, just a thank you or a small card or I don't know, a can of soup, cookie.
Any chance you get to be say thank you? I just happened to be pulling in the other day when our mail. I was stopping at my folks' house and the mail person was walking up and she hands me the mail. She wasn't sure if she should hand me the mail or not. She was like 10 feet away from the mailbox.
Here?
Yeah,
or who are you?
That's how they take their job. Even you know they take the, they
yep,
see somebody
suspicious.
Like me. You know, and that's a good. They should ask somebody
well,
like me.
Not just somebody like you. Just a random person that didn't come out the house.
Exactly. Yes. We appreciate all those mail carriers out there. Thank you so much for what you do.
For your diligence and your dedication to the job.
We'll take a break. We're coming back with not only a Christmas tip for you, but we may be giving something away. Maybe. You never know. Be listening
Stay
for
tuned.
That. Coming up, Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 46. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 34. High of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, celebrating the season. And speaking of Christmas, we got a Christmas tree tips here for you. Here's a tip: if you're getting a real tree this year, make sure they shake it before they toss it in your car or before you do.
Ooh!
I don't want to brag, Melissa, but I have gotten a tree once.
Once?
And I chopped it down even. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All by yourself?
Yeah. No big deal. You know. Just went over there and got sap all over my hands, and I almost lost the axe. And I'd never done that before. Have you ever done that, where you go to a tree farm and chop a tree down and you know, take
yeah,
it home?
Yeah, we used to do that all the time when I was a kid. It was our family tradition with mom and dad, and when I was little.
That's really cool. I think that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I'd only gotten to do that once. I was a grown man. I was way older. I was when I was living in DeKalb, and my ex and her mom and her sister always did this. So I never got to do it before. So we went. We got a tree for her mom and one for us, and chopped them down, put them in the car. As we were doing that, though, I saw them. You know, it's always amazing to me how well they are at wrapping these trees up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they put them through that machine that just wraps it.
It feels like trying to wrap a porcupine in a blanket. Like it feels a little like that. So their artist set that alone. Mm-hmm. But then he shook it. He shook it before, wrapped it, and then shook it again, and then put it in the vehicle. And I noticed him do it, and he was really like shaking it vigorously and everything. And I asked him about it, and he said that that's what they do. So it's the only reason I know that. shout out to all of our tree farmers out there and the good work that they do. And man, if you can get a real tree, I encourage people to do that. I think it was awesome.
Sure.
I have nothing against fake trees. They're fine. My parents have had one forever. But having a real tree, there was nothing like that. It was really cool.
Yeah, it brings a nice smell into the home, but make sure you keep them watered.
Mm-hmm. And they are a fire hazard. So keep that reef green this year, everybody. Keep
them green.
Yeah. So a lot of places will ask will do it without asking. But if they don't, you could end up bringing a tree full of bugs into your home.
Yes.
All sorts of creepy crawlers like to set up shop and Christmas trees. These animals, these bugs, they don't know it's Christmas. They don't know it's a Christmas tree.
It's a natural habitat for them.
Yeah. They include mites, bark beetles, moths, spiders, weevils, and even praying mantises.
Oh, my.
And you'll have an even bigger problem if they lay eggs and multiply. So here are a few quick tips. Inspect the tree with a flashlight before you buy it. Look for a little white specks or anything that might be an egg. If there's a big thing that looks like a small pine cone, that could be a praying mantis egg sac with up to 200 babies.
200 baby praying mantises?
Yikes.
Okay, I'm kind of like enthralled with that.
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing
that. That's so cool.
Make sure the tree is shaken really well. If they don't have a mechanical tree shaker, just shake it as hard as you can. It also removes dead needles.
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought they did it. I remember my dad, after we cut the tree off, him just taking the tree, because we never got a real big one, you know, so it's like less than 5 feet.
Yeah.
And he would just pick it up by the trunk and stomp it on the ground.
Hmm.
And all the needles would fall out that were dead.
I have seen those machines that do the tree shaking. I also feel like if you put one of those, like a really tall, you know, skinny tree in one of those and turn the machine on, it's a little like me during an earthquake. It looks a little like what I would look like during an earthquake. It looks... the tree branch, I thought that it was all about the pine needles as well. I didn't know
so
about the bug thing. Yeah. I didn't think about
that fact, but obviously that's duh.
And I do want to say, I would imagine that most of our tree farms out there that they do this, I would imagine that they do, but it's not a bad idea to double check. An extra set of eyes never hurts. Inspect it again when you get home. Before you bring it into the house, check one more time to make sure the shaking didn't rile anything up. Trees you cut down yourself are even more likely to have bugs. And if you do see a few, don't panic and don't squish them, or they could release eggs. Vacuuming them up is the best idea.
Don't squish out the eggs.
You can't win. Like these insects have evolved to a point where no matter what we do, you know, they're going to survive, which is admirable in some ways. The vacuuming up part that they suggest, wouldn't that just put them in the vacuum? I guess if you but if you got one of those vacuums with a bag, then they're just going to go in the bag. You toss it. I see. Okay.
If you've got a canister, you empty it out and throw away your garbage bag right away outside.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I can't think of, you know, certainly we always talk about keeping the tree watered, making sure that it stays green, checking it really in the morning, once in the afternoon, at night, that's what we did. I don't know if that's too much or
probably,
too little.
No, it's probably smart to check it twice a day. Trees can drink a lot of water.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a I mean, it's a pretty cool thing to have a tree in your home, you know?
A living one, yeah.
Do you ever see those homes, Melissa, that have like an actual tree growing in it and they built a home around it?
That was my dream.
Me too. James. Me too.
Stop it.
I know.
Stop stealing my ideas.
This is not healthy for us. This is not good. This is, we're supposed to be debate radio here or something. And we don't, we're not, no, I'm with you. I've always dreamed of that, but I've always wondered too, you know, and this just plays right into the conversation, how you keep like bugs in your house off and stuff. Like, I don't know if this sounds silly or not, but I've always wondered like if they have an issue with that.
Yeah. You know, well, there are places that, termites, oh gosh, like malls. You know, really big commercial buildings sometimes have trees growing in them. I remember seeing trees in a mall when I was a kid. And I was just like, oh, that is so cool. Are those alive? Those are alive.
I think our Rapids Mall here even had that. Yeah.
How cool.
I never thought of that. Yeah. It's interesting. I'll tell you this, man. If I was in a position where I could actually buy a home or even think about or even daydream about buying a home, that's one of the big go-tos for a home. I obviously am not approaching this the right way. There's a lot more important things than, hey, is there a tree growing through the middle of my home? But that's easily top five for me. That's like
I need that and a circular staircase.
A library,
Belle from Beauty and the Beast, obviously.
Got to have two bathrooms. I've lived in too many
now
homes.
Now you're getting practical,
one.
James.
Yeah, that's me. That's my imagination. It goes
cut it out.
Crazy
Let's
and fun.
Let's go back to the fantastical. I want window seats in every room.
Okay. Here's something I want. I want a four-stall garage, but on top of the garage, I want a all-season basketball court. no matter what time of year, I want to be able to put up a dome, like have one of those things where you can like pull a dome over it, or you can open it up if it's nice out.
Oh, open air.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be dreaming.
Now it doesn't have to be a full court. It could be a half court. I'm not crazy. Okay. I don't know why, but I love the idea. There's this beautiful home right by the McMillan Library. It's right across the street from McMillan Library. It's a big, big home.
Yep. The white one with the green shutters.
Yes. Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love that house.
Since I was a kid and I went to East, I passed that house to go to the library every day. And I'd look at that house and I'd really love that house. It's a cool looking house. The way the driveway is set up with the garage, that's where I got the idea. Just thinking like, oh, it'd be cool if there was a basketball court on top of there. It's a great home. That's a really nice home.
It is. It's really pretty.
We got a call coming in. Let's take it. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was out on my walk this morning and I saw a pair of bald eagles hunting on the river there. They come swooping down and try to catch a duck, I guess.
Mm. Oh,
the light from the sun off the water was hard to see exactly what they got. Yeah. But there was two of them hunting there. That was kind of awesome. Big old bald eagles.
Yeah, I haven't seen something like that before. I did just see them this morning right across the street from us here over at the artillery where they got a nest up there. Yeah. I don't know. I feel so spoiled every morning seeing this stuff. That's great. Mm-hmm. And that had to have been really cool to see, sir.
Yeah, like I said, that light was wrong because it reflected off the water, and I wasn't sure if they caught anything or not, but they chased them away.
Pretty
well, hopefully
cool.
They got some breakfast.
Yeah. Very cool to hear from you, sir. Thank you for the time. I appreciate you. You have a great morning. We also, I can't help but love the imagery and the metaphor of seeing an eagle today on Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Yeah. That's very fitting. Seeing it this morning certainly made my heart smile. I'm trying to think of going back to the Christmas trees and homes. We really went off on a whole other angle there.
We did.
That was awesome.
We kind of went off on a complete tangent.
That was awesome.
We never do that, James.
No, we are very,
this
you know.
This is totally new for us.
We stay in line. We never do things like that.
Can you follow the outline, please?
coming up next hour, we're going to kick things off with our good friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southfield County Humane Society. Madison's going to join us with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a little bit of entertainment news for you as well. And then I want to get into these 10 bizarre house rules people experienced at someone else's home. And this was when they were a kid. When they were a kid, they experienced this. So we'll be getting into that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And plenty more. I did want to wrap up the hour. Next hour, of course, we always wrap up our show with good stories of the day. I want to wrap up each hour with one today. And one of them we got from our listener here. I'm just going to read this as the email was sent to us. Love, Inc. would like to thank Coach Paul and the River King hockey players for helping out the Christmas shop last Sunday. The kids and parents were so happy to see them at this event. We also want to thank them for their nice items they brought for the kids. It's great to have the River Kings as a positive presence in our community.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A big shout out to Coach Paul, who joins us, of course, pretty much almost every Monday, talking hockey and talking River Kings with us on Playmakers on Mondays. They got games this weekend, everybody. River Kings are going to be in town the next two weekends. This weekend, they're taking on the Minnesota Moose, who are right behind us in the standings. And next weekend, taking on the Minnesota Squatch, who are right ahead of us on the standings. Ooh. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. Let's fill the Southwood County Rec Center. Let's make it hard for this team to even hear themselves think. let's show them, everybody, what a hockey town we are. Get your tickets. You can go to riverkingshockey.com and do that. You can go to the Southwood County Rec Center and get them right there the day of the game. Or you can get them right now.
Hey,
I got
sweet.
I got four tickets right here for you. Call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you are just one touch away.
One button dialing.
And call up, and all you got to do is be caller number one. That's it, and you'll win them.
Hey.
If you want to throw in there a favorite hockey term or, wishing a Merry Christmas.
Your favorite hockey player.
Yeah, something like that. I love those things. Yeah, please feel free to do that. Feel free to call up and join the conversation anytime. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. We'll take